Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Noise Not Music on Arouse OSU. It is 5 p.m. here in beautiful Columbus, Ohio, and that was Thunder Moon Gathering by James Holden and the Animal Spirits. It's from their album, The Animal Spirits, that just came out yesterday, in fact, and it is amazing. I mean, from the first listen, I was just completely blown away. Instantly one of my favorites of the year, and I wasn't really a fan of any of his previous stuff, it's kind of like IDM, Micro House, progressive electronic type thing, but now that he has this backing band and they got this like really crazy sax and these funky drums, and then he plays his cool textures and synthesizers over the top of it. I mean, it's just so cool, and it's such a cool sound, I think. So definitely gonna be listening to that one a lot. Speaking of things that came out yesterday, we're gonna listen to Converge, I Can Tell You About Pain. This was actually released as a single earlier this year with another song that's not on the album, but just listening to it again yesterday just reminded of me of how awesome, how just unbelievably awesome it is. So let's check it out. Once again, that was I Can Tell You About Pain by Converge off their new album, The Dusk in Us, which also came out yesterday. I mean, there's really nothing I can say about Converge other than just how unbelievably consistent they are. Just every album, especially from 2000 on that they've released, starting with Jane Doe up until this one, they're just all just fantastic. I mean, there's really like, I wouldn't say any of them are particularly amazing. I mean, I think Jane Doe is like one of the best mathcore records ever made, but it's just they're all solid and they're all great to listen to, and I can just put any of them on and always enjoy it. So definitely a great band. So now that I got those two out of the way, that brings me to what we're going to be doing today, which is just rounding up all the new releases from the past month. These are my favorites, and I picked my favorite songs from them to play today. One exception I will talk about later. Came out back in June, but other than that, all of these are October, late September. So, trying to give everyone an update on what's going on in the new music that's been coming out. Next up, we have Small Leaks Sink Ships. The song "Subtle Sadness" is from their new album, Golden Calf.
Thank you.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to Noise Not Music on Arouse OSU. That was Subtle Sadness by Small Leaks Sink Ships off their album Golden Calf, which came out October 16th. It's a shame no one really knows about this album, as far as I know, because, I mean, it's really awesome, and they've got this, you know, this indie rock edge that's supplemented with some interesting influences from prog rock and post rock, but they don't fall into the trap that a lot of those bands do, which is, you know, just slapping these crescendos and climaxes into their songs. Like, as you can see in this song, they kind of hint at going to those heights, but they never really do. And I think that demonstrates a pretty mature sense of patience that not a lot of bands who try to incorporate these things have. So really enjoying this one. Wish more people knew about it, because I feel like it could be pretty universally appreciated. Up next is going to be Pain Power by City from A Goal Is an Image. I'm not afraid of the dark. That was, forgive me for my butchering of the pronunciation, but Le Temps d'Antan by Elodie from Vue Silence, and before that, once again, was Pain Power by City. Both are kind of some cool electronic type things. Elodie is a bit more organic, obviously. And definitely two records that I've been really enjoying. Vue Silence kind of fills that, morning walk, still kind of half asleep, just need something to calm my mind type thing, while City is a bit more intense, but anyway, I like both of those a lot. Up next is going to be the exception to our recency rule today, and it's going to be a bit of a change of pace, just to warn you, but I'm just really excited about this album, and I can't stop listening to it. This is going to be Other Restrictions by Sissy Spacek.
Thank you.
All right. So looking at my talk dashboard here, I lost 5 listeners because of that. So if you guys want to come back, there won't be anything more like that the rest of the show. But I just had to play it, you know, because I mean, I'm loving this record a lot. I just ordered. I the only way to get this and then John Wise's other album, White Gold, that are out this year is to buy the CDs, and I just got them in the other day, and I've been listening to Slow Move nonstop. I mean, it's the thing I always talk about with Wise is the frequencies. He can have all the like super high and these super bassy tones just all coexisting with everything in between, and he has these swirling just walls of noise that just envelop you. And I don't know. I mean, obviously it's not for everyone, judging by the amount of people who left because of that. But yeah. Anyway, John Wise, one of my favorite MVPs of 2017. He's got 3 albums out, 3 different projects. So thank you, John. I'm just still laughing from just checking the graph here, and literally everyone left. So. For those of you who are still here, thank you. Up next, we're going to have Blue is Blue by Yellow Eyes. Thank you. Once again, thank you for listening to Noise Not Music on Arouse OSU. That was Okara by Sugai Ken from Ukubaz Umorzu, I think. I don't know. I would have no idea how that's pronounced. And before that was Blue is Blue by Yellow Eyes from Immersion Trance Reverie. The Sugai Ken record is it's really nice, kind of ambient, musique concrète kind of thing. It's really sparse and nice, and none of the sounds ever get too abrasive, which I really like. You know, he kind of takes this thing that's often pretty, you know, combative or can be hard to listen to and makes it a lot more pleasant, which I can always appreciate. And then, I mean, Yellow Eyes, they're Yellow Eyes, probably the best U.S. atmospheric black metal band out there right now. New record isn't as amazing as I would have liked, but it's definitely really solid, and I recognize that it'll probably grow on me as I listen to it more. All right, up next, we're going to listen to Mania Function by LaFoe. This is a weird one, but a good one, so stay tuned. Function by LaFoe. It's from the album Hanover Deicide 1973 and the Black Priest. Yes, it's quite the name. And this album is definitely a lot to take in. I wasn't really sure how to feel about it after my first listen, and that so far that's the only time I've listened to it, so I am keeping an open mind because I really want to like it, but it's a bit overwhelming, definitely really weird, so I'm just keeping it on the back burner for now. All right, so that kind of brings the show to a close. I'm going to play one more song. But before that, I want to announce that my blog is now live over at noisenotmusic.com. In addition to posting, you know, reviews, essays I write, just general thoughts about music, I'm going to be posting summaries of the shows, putting the set list, putting the archives of, like, the recordings. So if you missed it, you can listen back. And also, I'm going to be posting the CSV files. So if any of you have Last.fm and you want to Scrabble the shows, then you can just put that into universalscrabbler.com, and it'll Scrabble all the songs for you. And if you want to know how to do that, I can tell you, because that's pretty useful. And I'm a bit of perfectionist when it comes to Last.fm. So, all right. So hopefully you all check on my blog. I just really enjoy writing, so I really don't care if anyone reads it, but it would be nice if you did. Thanks to everyone who stopped by. Sorry about the Sissy Spacek track, but you're the one who's wrong, not me. And we're going to close off the show today with a song from Gasp's new EP, crazy story. I mean, these guys haven't been around for what, 15 years, and they just came back with this EP this year, and it's totally different from their old stuff and totally awesome. So this is the second track, Region 2. And thanks all for stopping by today. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you in 2 weeks.